Human nature hasn't changed that much in the past 2,000 years. Emotional intelligence, the ability to understand and appreciate where someone else is coming from, is still essential to effective communication. How was Johnson & Johnson able to maintain its credibility during the Tylenol crisis and save a product many experts assumed was fatally damaged? It had a lot to do with how well the company understood and appreciated the emotional concerns of its customers, concerns that quite literally involve life and death. More recently, why was Firestone so dramatically unsuccessful dealing with a very similar situation when it faced charges that defective tires had caused a string of fatal SUV accidents? Again, it was all about human emotion. Firestone failed to appreciate that the facts alone, no matter how powerful they seemed to those who understood them, would never persuade a fearful driver. Engineering data will impress an engineer, but they mean nothing to a young mother terrified that she might be putting her children's lives at risk every time she loads them into an SUV riding on Firestone tires. Making your point in today's unforgiving information environment demands a truly strategic approach, beginning with careful consideration of those three fundamental communications challenges: getting others to pay attention to what you have to say, getting others to believe what you tell them, and getting others to remember what you have said long enough for them to act on it. For any of this to work, of course, you must have something worthwhile to say in the first place. From a strategic perspective, communication can never be viewed as an end in itself. It must always serve a larger purpose. The most effective communication is never reactive or defensive. It is always positive and proactive. Effective communication demands that you look at every communication situation first from the outside in. Unless you thoroughly understand and appreciate the larger strategic situation and the risks and opportunities it presents, it will be difficult, if not impossible, to make wise tactical decisions. For example, just knowing the answers to all the questions you think you might be asked in a certain situation, and then being able to offer up those answers on demand, does not define communication success. Neither does the ability to defend yourself against an angry questioner or an aggressive reporter trying to get you to say something newsworthy that you will soon regret. Effective communication is all about having a solid story to tell and being able to tell it in a way that will appeal to whatever audience you need to reach. The ultimate test, of course, is whether the audience you are trying to reach remembers what you say and responds as you hope they will. Who cares? Just because you firmly believe that something you are about to say is important, and just because you can demonstrate factually why it should matter to the audience you are trying to reach, does not guarantee that anyone else will even pay attention, much less believe or remember your message. Be realistic with yourself and your colleagues about who is likely to care about what you say and why. Above all, understand that your job as a communicator is to make what you believe important and somehow interesting to others. And just because you can prove that something is important doesn't automatically mean that anyone else will pay attention or care. The way the news media routinely cover politics is a perfect example. Nobody stays up late on election night anxiously waiting to learn which vision of Social Security or Medicare policy will prevail. People stay up in order to find out who won. The news media know perfectly well that issues are important in politics, but because the audience is more interested in winners and losers, they focus most of their attention on the horse race. Most of us see the world in stories, and we want those stories to be new and interesting. If a story isn't interesting or doesn't relate to our emotional concerns, we probably won't pay attention for very long, no matter how hard someone else may try to convince us of its enormous importance to our lives. Successful communicators have mastered the art of making what is important to them also interesting and important to the people they need to reach. But it doesn't happen by accident. Effective communication is about telling your story, making your point, and scoring points with your message. It is not about defending yourself against someone else's allegations. Effective communication is all about having a point to make, understanding why it is important, then knowing how to make it interesting and memorable, regardless of the circumstances. Defining the debate. Effective communication is also about something called issues management. The primary objective of issues management is to define the terms of a debate before someone else has a chance to do it first. Issues management is all about telling your story before someone else tells it for you. This is much more than an exercise in timing or semantics. If you are able to define the terms and establish the theme that shapes the story, you can control the discussion. And if you can control the discussion, you are more likely to win the debate eventually, no matter how powerful your opponent's arguments may seem at first.